An interview with the president of Yale University.
What qualities does the university require when enrolling students, and what changes when they leave the school?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. The students coming into Yale, of course, they have to show a high level of academic achievement.
That's right.
Where there are
mm-hmm.
a series of tests that students take,
mm-hmm.
The SAT tests and some of the achievement tests that go along with it. But then they're also expected to have very excellent grades in their secondary school, in their high school
mm-hmm.
education, and then also show some potential for leadership. And that's very hard to assess. but it's certainly not something you can assess just from one's academic performance. So we look at...
Do you have face-to-face interview?
There are those, but frankly, those can be deceptive. I think we look more to the record of what students have done in their extracurricular activities. Have they done something unusual? Have they founded a new organization or led, been active in volunteer service in their communities? Or have they been excellent athletes and perhaps elected captain of their team and shown mm-hmm. leadership skill in that way? So through a variety of mechanisms, we try to ascertain the potential for leadership. The other thing that's important is we actually expect to have students who've made enough of an impression on their teachers and other adults that the letters we ask for letters of recommendation,
mm-hmm.
and that these letters don't just say this is, you know, the brightest student I've had in 5 years, but actually say something about the character of the individual. And the most effective letters of recommendation are those that really do try to describe the person and give a sense that this is really someone who has great potential. It's all very forward looking. We try to pick the people who will end up being leaders, and we've been fortunate to have a very good record.
Mm-hmm. As more and more young people want to get into Yale, does the criteria for enrollment become more and more critical?
Well, the criteria don't change, but the threshold, the level of achievement has gone up. I mean, it's uh-huh. remarkable today, because right now we have about seven or eight applications for everyone we admit, and already there are many who don't apply because they know they don't have a chance to come. So
mm-hmm.
we have a very strong pool of applicants. But that said, we're very eager to expand that pool internationally. One of the
mm-hmm.
things that's most important to me is to make Yale a truly global institution. It started very local, Connecticut.
Yeah.
It grew to a national institution. But I think in our fourth century, which is coming up, we would like to be a truly global institution and get the very best students from around the world.
Any comments on the Chinese students in Yale?
Yeah, oh, we have fabulous Chinese students. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the Chinese students I think a kind of extreme creativity and imagination that we like to see in our students. In my department in economics, we've seen some really excellent
mm-hmm.
students in the graduate level. We have now over 300 students from China at Yale, most of them now in graduate programs,
mm-hmm.
mostly PhD programs, but some of the other professions, law and music especially, architecture. We would like to see more at the undergraduate level, but we're very pleased with the ones we have.